Hello, Oncers. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time After Show, Season 6, Episode 6, Dark Waters. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
No music.
We're all waiting for it.
I know.
There it is.
We go. Under the sea.
Me. All right.
Well, that was awkward.
That was a lot of fun. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. It's Halloween here at AfterBuzz, so we are all dressed up and having fun. I'm Tiana Hobson, and joining me, I've got Roxy Stryer.
Also known as Princess Tiana.
Oh, yes, I am Princess Tiana tonight, yeah. In case you guys didn't get it with the tiara.
Yeah, that's it, girl. I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me at Roxy Stryer. I don't think my meow is good enough yet.
It wasn't that great.
I'm better at, like, barking.
That wasn't even a good bark, but okay.
You don't think so?
Yeah, it was great. You are really perfect. Just the way you are.
All right, whatever.
And what are you?
I'm a cat.
There
I'm
we
Catwoman.
Go. Yeah, see? Just in case anyone didn't know.
I'm Catwoman. Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah. Well, now you stole my thunder. Yeah, I'm all DC characters for this Halloween. So this is my second day tomorrow. You'll see what's coming next.
That's awesome. Hi, guys. My name is Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And who are you tonight?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of like this ripped up person that's been attacked. So that's all I know.
Oh. You don't remember what happened.
He's been attacked, no. But his hair is still perfect.
As just, it should be.
Just wanted to point that one out.
Yeah, pretty much. You should see the back of this outfit. It's all scratched out, but maybe later. I'll post a photo of it later.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Marissa. You can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV. Hey.
And you are tonight?
I am Belle.
Yay!
She's the Belle of the ball.
She's Belle, and I have one thing to say to her. Please, just let Rumpel go, okay?
I'm working on it.
I was just going to ask, so do we on this panel not like Marissa tonight because she's Belle?
No. I love Belle.
Thanks, guys.
I just don't want her. We need to have a relationship chat.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess we're going to have that in about four topics from now. Okay. So yep. Let's do it.
You're just really on top of everything tonight, Roxy.
There's a whiteboard right there that told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't even see it. That looks like my handwriting.
Yeah. What are you, the lead head to the show or something?
Well, tonight we finally got introduced to Captain Nemo. Mm-hmm. Yes, Roxy, yes. There was a Nemo around before the fish.
And we were not finding him.
We're not finding him. He's
still
finding
haven't.
You.
Well, I guess we actually... Honestly, this episode should have been called Finding Nemo.
Oh, my God.
Because by the end of the episode, that's what the damn thing's about.
Pretty much. Honestly, truly.
Yeah. Wow. We are finding Nemo. I take it back. It's exactly what we're doing.
Spoiler, we found Nemo.
We found him. He's alive. Yes. Don't worry. So this starts off, and we have to go back to, instead of many years ago, tonight we got a during the time of the dark curse.
Very specific. Which
time.
I love.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's not just one of those vague, like, maybe it was 100 years ago, maybe it was yesterday. We don't know. It was just many years ago.
Right.
It was also very vague, while being very specific.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Hook is out at sea, and there's a stowaway who turns out to be Captain Nemo, and he, like, shoves Hook overboard, and they think a sea monster is attacking them.
How wooed.
Right?
It's not. It's just the Nautilus. Yeah. I said that very, like, book.
Nautilus.
You weren't very confident.
I wasn't.
Nautilus.
And yeah. Nautilus. Whenever they're down there, they find Dory, and it was great.
I was expecting to see Bruce, you know, but...
But no. Instead, they just went 20,000 leagues under the sea and had a chat.
Yep.
So it's interesting what Nemo's doing now. We all know the book. Well, I didn't know it. I had to look up what the book was about.
We all know. Never mind.
I've heard of it. I never read it or anything. Just not on my list of books.
Right.
That's chill.
Reading in my childhood. But it's an interesting story. So he has this thing that, like, draws him towards people who are out seeking vengeance, and his whole operation is kind of to stop them from doing that. And he's like, no, let's go find this magical place where we can all live happily ever after and not
not lose any more people in our lives or anything. Yeah. It sounds too good to be true.
I know this place is actually written about, but what a lame name for an island, man. The Mysterious the Island. Mysterious You're island. Kidding me. Like, well, come on the nose.
Yeah. Actually, there's a book. Because
right, that's what I'm saying. I know it's been written about.
But the second book, I believe, is actually called Mysterious Island.
So. Mm-hmm. And one of the Disney theme parks, I don't remember, somewhere in Asia, there is a Disney theme park that has a Mysterious Island kind of ride.
Wow.
Mm. Oh,
that is so cool.
It's probably Shanghai. They've got the best things in Shanghai and Disney. That's on my bucket list right now. Same. Yeah. Mm. Their castle, amazing. Anywho's. sorry. I'm Disney freak, clearly. Same. So it's kind of cool what's happening here. He's got Hook, and he's trying to convince Hook that, you know, he doesn't have to seek vengeance on the crocodile for what he's done. And meanwhile, he's got his first mate here who's telling his life saga about, you know, my parents were taken away from me when I was a kid, and Nemo has practically raised me. He's like a father. And then, at least for Marissa and I, ding, ding, ding.
It dung for me hours earlier than it dung for you.
Dung.
Roxy watched the episode before Marissa and I, so that's the only reason.
But
she's right,
I got
in that
it
aspect.
Really quick this time, okay? Gosh.
When'd you get it?
I don't know, but you can't make fun of me right now, because there's this girl, Lindsay, in the chat who's coming after me really hard, and she says that Marissa needs to drop Rumple the way that AfterBuzz needs to drop me, so we have to support Roxy right now.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
I'm super smart, and I catch on to things really fast.
Way harsh.
So rude.
Way
harsh,
guys. We
you know
like
what?
Roxy.
You're a big meanie badink, Lindsay.
Yep.
That's how I feel.
Well, what if it's actually like your sister just catfishing you?
Probably.
Catfishing you.
She goes up all the time.
Let's just have love in our hearts for everyone around here.
Anyway, so I did. I got this one quicker than I get some of them.
Okay, so.
Thank you.
In case anyone else didn't get it and still confused, Liam is Hook's brother. The first mate is Hook's brother.
I still think it's very strange that Hook has had two brothers named Liam. That's tough.
It's confusing, isn't it?
When one dies, just make the other ones
there.
You would think that that's not what you would want to do. Like, maybe as an ode to them, name him another
middle name.
Or name his ship after him or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
No, SS their dad was kind of a dick, and he just was starting over families.
He's like, I have an idea.
He's like, I'm not even going to really put much thought into this. I just already have a name picked out. Liam. Sounds great. Awesome. If he had had another kid, it would have been named Killian.
Yep.
Yeah.
would have, girl or boy, it would have been named Killian.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm glad we didn't get the father in this episode, because, yes, I did get confused last week. I was like, did we see the father or not? Yeah, we did. But I'm glad it wasn't about the father bringing him in. It was about the son. About this disconnected family that Hook has always had.
Yeah.
Yes, and he's family.
Always had this disconnected family, and it's like, I want to see closure not only for Hook, but I want to see closure for everyone. Like, obviously that's Nemo's whole purpose right now, is to kind of like bring peace to everyone. But I don't know if personally I could ever forgive someone who did something like that to my family. Like, killed my father, our father, you know what I mean? Like, it's both of their fathers, and
but that's what you have to remember. It's not just your father, it's our father, which means that, number one, Hook's the only family he has left, so now he wants to kill him. That doesn't make any sense. And number two, obviously, if you're going to kill your own father, you probably have a pretty damn good reason.
Hopefully you would. I mean, seriously, that's like really rough.
I just feel like Liam never tried to understand Hook's side of the story. He was just after vengeance himself. Which, by the way, if Nemo is supposed to be able to see that, hello.
It was right in front of you.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I was a little on edge about Nemo the whole time in these flashbacks. I was like, do I trust him? Do I think he's a good person? And then he kind of took a stabbing for a Hook. And I was like, okay, he's got my support now.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my thing was, like, I always liked Captain Nemo. I didn't trust Liam because he was making all these verbal, you know, threats and stuff. And I went to, because Tiana and I watched together, and I went to her and I was like, he doesn't seem threatening. Mm-mm. Like, I'm not afraid of him.
No.
And I don't know if it was because his physical presence or he just did not seem like a scary dude.
Yeah.
And wouldn't see through to his threats that he had against Hook.
Mm. I have a question. So he got stabbed, right?
Who's he?
Nemo.
Okay.
The only person
he took the blade.
Oh, we're being nice to Roxy. I'm sorry.
I didn't know what we were talking about in the past. We were just talking about how Hook's dad has died. Also, Hook's been stabbed before. Emma gets stabbed in the flash forward. Gosh.
True.
Roxy for life.
Hashtag.
So he gets stabbed, Nemo.
Uh-huh. And I'm with you now.
Okay, cool. Did he die or not? Because we see him wheeled in at the end, but what went on between then? Because that's the part that I was confused at.
I mean, maybe he got some medical attention.
From down because, under
because Hook left, so we didn't get to see what else happened there. But in my notes, I was like, oh, he got stabbed. He died. Oh, man.
And then,
later on, we find out that he didn't die.
Yeah, I don't think he died. I think when in the past, when Liam stabbed Nemo, I think Liam just upped and left and, like, literally tied those up and severed mm-hmm. that bond. Mm-hmm. And then when in present day, he's like, I don't know, we left on bad terms.
It's kind of starting to get confusing with all of our different lands and the land of untold stories. When something happens there, when you come here, he thought he was dead automatically, but what is that exactly?
Well, because he said that as soon as they got to the Mysterious Island, which ended up being the land of untold stories, Dr. Hyde took Captain Nemo immediately. But so he didn't know what happened.
Why did he assume he was dead then?
I think because
Hyde took him?
Yeah, and we don't know how long they were there, but if this happened before the curse, they've been there for a long time. And if he never saw him again, you would assume that...
Well, then I don't like Liam because we have been told from Disney from day one, you need to believe. Where are you, Tinkerbell, when we need you? And he doesn't believe he's alive, so, you know, that's on him.
That's okay.
Deep.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
The moral of the story is
every time I speak,
hope.
It's like bomb drop. Everybody goes silent.
I think it's
because we have to like take
I just
into
have to
effect
process
what you said.
Yeah, what you're saying,
and then
because
afterwards,
it's so smart.
It's super intellectual, and then I'm over here like, oh wait, really? And then I get it, but it takes a while.
Speaking of things that are actually, I'll save this one for predictions. We have a crazy bomb dropping thing from the chat. But
yeah,
you guys okay. will have to wait till the end to get there.
Okay, so let's talk about Henry because. This episode, I don't know how you guys felt, and maybe it's my hashtag hooker for life heart that was just offended by his behavior.
By Henry's?
By Henry's a little bit. He is just, I get that he finds the shears because the evil queen, you know, does her whole bit. He is saying some of the meanest things to Hook.
I know.
That he could actually say. He's like, you're not part of this family. He tells the evil queen, he's not my father. And it was like, all of a sudden... I know Henry is a teenage boy, but he's never been this way towards Hook before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Hook has always been part of this awkward family, even if he's not dating Emma. You guys literally went to hell to save him.
Yeah.
How could you not include him as part of this core group?
It's like mm-hmm. he was almost like, it just changed like this after Hook was like, no, you're not going to eat that. You're going to eat this. And he's like, he's not my dad.
He threw away his Pop-Tarts and shit got real.
Throw away my Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it got real. I usually agree with you about the Hook stuff because I love Hook so much. And I do think that Henry overreacted a little bit, but I kind of saw where Henry was coming from. You don't understand the intentions behind why Hook kept these shears. It doesn't mm-hmm. make sense until Hook explains it. It's kind of understandable when you're a teenage kid and you know this is the one thing that can keep your mom from being the savior.
Right.
And he's obviously lied to your mother. Hook's lied to your mom. He's lied to you. He's hid it. And it could have been so much worse. Henry was probably scared that the evil queen could have taken them, that it could have ended up in the wrong hands. So yeah. I get why he was pissed. You're not very clear at articulating yourself when you're that age. So his anger just came out as like, I don't know why. You're not part of the family. And he's a little whiny.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I get why he was upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable. And like, not to make the excuse that he's a teenager, but I think that was just the writer's way of setting up one opposite mental thought train that Henry had towards Hook, but, and then to, obviously not to jump ahead, but like at the end change his ways and think, no, you are part of the family. Mm-hmm. I think yeah. that was just like mm-hmm. he believes this when he really believes this.
Mm-hmm. I guess I noticed it before he even found the shears, because when he's talking to the evil
right.
queen, he immediately like, that's not my father. And I was like, whoa, like calm down. I don't think he's ever tried to be your father. Mm-hmm. I thought they had this good relationship.
Yeah.
From the start, so that's why it kind of surprised me a little bit more, because I was like, this is before we even find out that he's lying about these shears right now.
Also, maybe to defend Henry just a little bit, but he is talking to the evil queen, so maybe he's just saying things that wouldn't appease to her.
Yeah.
If he agreed that Hook was kind of like a father figure, then I think that would have made the evil queen like maybe back off a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think he was saying things just so she wouldn't get happy about it.
And let's be honest, right now trending is hashtag my Pop-Tart, which makes perfect sense because kind of like Lego my Eggos, Pop-Tarts are really important in series, guys.
Pop-Tarts are amazing.
You don't mess with my Pop-Tart. You don't mess with the Pop-Tart. Exactly. And it also depends, like, was it the cinnamon sugar kind or is it really the cherry kind? You know,
or the s'mores.
The s'mores. I mean, if you mess with my s'mores, that's really, really rude. Blueberry, it's kind of like, all right, well, you, at least you fixed it.
Thank you. I made the dirtiest face when you said blueberry. I was like, who's fighting over a blueberry?
Okay.
Honestly, he's the newest member to our panel, so I do feel like we still have to, like, haze him a little bit getting into this. Blueberry is just not the right choice.
Okay. Like, this strawberry, table is divided because Marissa and I.
That's why I meant by cherry.
Yeah, the strawberry, the frosted one. Yeah,
that one's definitely. But we can all agree on s'mores, though.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Hashtag
Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tart lives matter.
Yeah.
Very true. So then Henry, you know, he takes the shears and he goes out. And then this is when they get kidnapped by the submarine.
Nautilus.
I'm not going to try that again.
The Nautilus.
Oh, I like that.
These people are on a naughty list somewhere.
Oh, my God. What if Santa rode on the Nautilus?
My God, how amazing would that be? Yeah, instead of a sleigh, it'd be the Nautilus.
Love it. Yeah. And it's on here that, you know, everyone just keeps referring to the captain and no one's saying Captain Nemo. And you're like, wait a second, is Captain Nemo dead and Liam's now the captain? I'm the captain now.
I am the captain now.
Did you think that? Were you thinking, oh, okay, it's going to be this guy? Because I totally thought, I didn't resonate, oh yeah, that's going to be the captain now. I figured because he stabbed him, he would have gotten thrown off the submarine.
Well, I was under the impression, mostly because for the first part of the episode, they never gave us his name. And it's like, why? I was like, I don't even know how to write notes about this person. Right. I don't know their name. Mm-hmm. And then once I put together that it was Liam, and then it's like, oh, well, clearly, because I think we find out Liam is the captain before the stabbing happened. Mm-hmm. So then in my mind, I'm thinking, oh man, they must have gone somewhere and Captain Nemo got killed and he took over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. See, I was thinking in the flashbacks, we got Captain Nemo and then his first mate. And I'm like, throughout the whole movie, I'm like, who the heck is episode? I'm like, who the heck is this first mate dude?
Yeah.
And then in the chat right now, Price Wright said the submarine took up the entire budget of the rest of the season is going to look awful, which I don't agree that the rest of the season will look awful, but I do agree that the submarine looked great.
The submarine? Okay, yeah.
And, production design.
And Jane Spinson tweeted out today that tonight's episode was the prettiest episode they'd ever created, like, as far as, you know, visual effects and everything.
It was really cool.
It was.
And how much did you want to live there with the metal thing that opened? And,
I thought really about cool. that. I was like, dude, that's such a great view. Like
the whole living underwater thing isn't right up my alley, but
yeah, once you're down far enough that you couldn't swim to the top fast enough to breathe, that freaky deep keeps me.
That's
what I want to know is why that little spot, you know, where they had that thing where they could jump in, how did that not flood the ship? There must have been some kind of pressure thing that kept the water down. But, like, if you're in a vessel and it has a hole in it, doesn't that usually fill with water? You know what I'm saying? Because it was open.
I totally know what you're saying.
I know what you're saying. But there are... Because something... Not the same, but in one of the Pirates movies, remember, they took the boat and, like, they're walking...
Oh, yeah.
On the bottom of the ocean, and like, but the boat didn't fill up all the way. There's something sciencey that I don't know how to explain.
As I said, science.
Yeah.
Science.
Technically, though, if that would have happened and there was still some air in that boat at Pirates of the Caribbean, the boat technically should have floated to the top.
They were like holding it down, weren't they?
Mm.
No? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. And also, Saul says, how about that Kraken? That was really cool looking, too.
That was really
the
cool.
The mouth kept opening up and had like different layers of teeth. Oh.
That was scary.
Stabbed in the eye.
In the eye, yeah. No.
Like, why? Ooh.
That almost happened to me last night. I almost got stabbed in the eye by a knife. No joke.
Is that what happened to your shirt?
No, like, honestly, my friend was, like, peeling apples, and she had a knife, and then she, like, leaned back, and I, like, leaned forward, and, like, it was scary.
It's really scary how on last week's show we talked about how apples are scary on this show.
See? Yeah, and then I almost died of a knife that was cutting an apple. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I digress.
Stay away from apples.
No, I feel like that was on point.
Woo, okay.
Yeah. But I'm fine.
All right, so that was cool. I don't even... Oh, it's... So, then Henry and Hook... they need to escape, but Hook, you know, there's only one suit, one helmet. He sends Henry to go.
Because Hook's the best.
He is, isn't yeah. he?
It was a very noble thing of him.
Very noble thing. Plus, he knows that it's his fault that they're in this mess, so it's like, I can't leave the kid behind.
Yeah. Right.
If he shows up in Emma's life and Emma's child is now dead, she probably wouldn't want to date him anymore. I left you alone with him for one day! One day!
Right?
That is so what she sounds like. Yeah.
One day! One day!
Is that just like your standard white girl voice? Like, is that
no, I already talk like a white girl, so I don't.
One day, like she's not a 9-year-old like grandmother.
It's like a grandma voice. But I thought it was really nice that he did that, and it was kind of a moment to shake Henry up again to be like, "Hey, remember, like he does care about you. Yeah. He cares about this family."
Exactly.
And I love that the overall theme tonight was just family, family, family.
Yeah. He is a good guy. And even in the flashbacks, you saw that Hook was like the first one to get suited up and he really had no qualms about it. He just wanted to get out of there and he was kind of selfish in that way back then. Mm-hmm. But now he was selfless and he's like, "Go."
That's a really good point. Full circle. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Full circle moment. And then the other full circle moment, of course, comes when Henry comes back, distracts Liam long enough for Hook to knock him out, and then they go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what kind of...
irked me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, now all of a sudden, Liam wakes up, and he's like, "Oh, man, I couldn't imagine killing you in front of this boy because I just would have left the world with another angry person like I was growing up, blah, blah, blah.
I wish that Nemo could see us reunited like this," or whatever the heck he says. Are we chill? Because I don't get that message.
Right? Because last time I checked, you were standing over him with a knife about to slit his throat, and then he knocked you out, and now you're in a hospital, and you wake up, and it's like, "Hey, I'm so glad we worked out our issues, man." Like, brother to brother.
Zero.
Love you, man.
Zero chill. Zero chill. Yeah.
It's like, that went from 100 to zero very quickly.
Very. Mm-hmm.
He had a near-death experience, and that's how he learned. Like, I needed a couple more sentences.
Yeah.
Literally just a couple more sentences of him explaining, while I was out, I had this dream, and I came to this realization, whatever.
Something.
I'm so sorry I tried killing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. My bad, bro. Bro.
One thing. What happened before they came to the hospital, though? There was like a big moment that I really loved with the dead man's chest.
Oh, they got rid of the shears.
Oh, they got rid of the shears. No,
yes. Yeah. Exactly.
But everyone knows that, like, putting the shears in the bottom of the ocean is the stupidest idea ever.
Why did they try to destroy the shears? If they want them gone, try to melt them.
Make them invisible and hide them somewhere.
Yeah.
Send them off to another realm. Or, open a portal or something.
A land of untold stories.
Put a curse on it that people can't even physically touch it. Yeah. Or something.
Yes.
Like, send it to Agrabah. It's already, like, destroyed anyway.
Lock it in a really nice vault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's always when you do something where it's out of your control now of whose hands it could end up on. Like, we know that mermaids are down there. We know that Ariel's nice, but what if you find an evil mermaid who's like, "Ooh, I have these shears." I mean, it's just not a smart plan to begin with.
Yeah.
And the shears were probably safer with Hook hiding them. He should have hid them somewhere other than the garage. That was a stupid hiding place.
That was so lame. I was like, Emma's going to find that in 2 seconds.
Come on, dude. At least hide it on your own shit.
What I didn't understand, but I guess you have to move the story forward, but like Regina knew where it was, and she wasn't even a part of that B storyline of the shears.
Yeah.
And like she just went there after he literally just hid it and like, boop, there it is.
There it is.
But like, how did she know?
Yeah, the evil queen just knew. She knows.
She knows things.
She's smart.
She's evil and she knows things.
She's smart.
That's what she does.
Kind of sounds like you. Oh.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have something to say to Princess Tiana?
That I love her very much.
Exactly.
Me too.
You love me too, thank you.
Yeah, I hate to love you, but I do love you.
Aww. But Hook does come clean to Emma. He does confess to her at the hospital, you know, what he did. And mm-hmm. she's like, I would have done the same thing. And then I started thinking, man, I was so mad at him last week for doing that. And then, poof. Anyone in that situation would have done that same thing.
That was like one of the realest moments of the show. It's like, oh, of course she's going to forgive him. Like, of course. Like, if they would have went with it any other way, I would have been like, that's not really realistic because you would have done the same exact thing in that situation.
But I'm glad he was honest about it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that he told the truth about it. Whereas Emily is still hiding his hands. Yes, but the fact that Hook still was willing to tell the truth about what he did. He's like, I'm sorry. And then that was genuine. And then Emma forgave him. And I think it's just really sad that she's still holding the secret.
Yeah. Yeah, that is sad. I agree that most people would have done something similar. But I think that most people have done something similar and been honest quicker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they wouldn't have actually gone out to sea and rowed out and pretend that they did it. They would have just said, true. Like, I'm not doing it. But I was glad that he did come clean. I don't know, though. I didn't want to spend 4 episodes of her being pissed at him. Mm-hmm. So I am glad. But it does seem kind of out of character for Emma to be like, I would have done that, too. Let's move on. She kind of hangs over, you know, she agonizes over every little thing. I'm glad. Maybe she's growing up. Maybe she's realizing that their relationship is so important. Mm-hmm. And maybe with the scare of what's happening with the stabbing, she's realizing, like, she just doesn't want to fight with him anymore.
Well, maybe, like, yes, I agree with that, but maybe she just wants the family to constantly be by her side. Mm-hmm. And if she keeps creating a rift between, like, secrets and stuff, like, they're not going to be there for her. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, now that everyone knows, yeah, it's good that, yes, I forgive you. Mm-hmm. Move on.
And the Evil Queen said something interesting tonight about the family as a whole when she said that they're just way too forgiving of each other. So I think that was kind of their way to write off the quick to forgiveness that happened throughout the entire episode, because you have the Emma and Hook situation, Henry and Hook, and there's someone else who... Oh, and then the brothers, Liam and Hook, you know, just instantly... Hook was involved in a lot of apologies tonight.
He was. Yeah.
He was the center of attention.
He got a lot of airtime tonight. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Me too. He's so pretty. And speaking of pretty people, Aladdin and Jasmine.
Yep. Who also are also very pretty people.
Very pretty people.
Yes.
So Aladdin still is having troubles, like, listening to Jasmine to hear what happened. And she's like, Agrabah still needs you. I know you're not the savior anymore. He's like, look, I can't help you. I'm not that person anymore. Deuces. So.
Literally.
I like that Emma stepped in here.
Yeah, I like that Emma stepped in here. I'm also glad that she reminded us why that sign was so important, because
she's like, look closer.
I was like, why are we looking at this?
Yeah, sign? I know.
What are we looking for right now?
Jail cell right now.
Because they're talking about drunk driving. I was like, who drunkenly hit the sign? God, this is a weird twist for the show. Which it must have been Dopey or something.
It's like, you're not sleepy behind a wheel. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
But you know the story about, you know, how she tried to leave. After Henry told her that she was the savior and crashed into the sign and broke it and all that nonsense. But it was a good conversation to get Aladdin back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was happy to see them share this moment as the two saviors.
I agree.
Especially because since a lot of people are predicting that it might be Aladdin under the hood later, I think it's a good
conversation. Does he have a nefarious side, though? Like, has he given the audience any inkling that he's bad?
Well, let's see. I mean, he did get hijacked caught breaking into a car. Stole a wallet. You know what, though?
He honestly, did like, powers, he's
mischievous, but is he evil?
Marissa, I'll answer that question with another question or another statement from Steven in the chat, who says, I think that Aladdin will somehow get his powers back. Maybe he gets powers, and those powers come at a cost, and those are dark powers, and maybe he becomes darker.
I can see that.
Something like that.
I was like, there's a difference between, like, yes, thievery and theft, but does that make you evil in, like, actually escalate to evil actions, like killing someone.
I was, like, very okay with him stealing apples and bread and everything, but then, like, breaking into someone's car and stealing their wallet, that was kind of, I was a little bit more like, you know what, that's a little bit more real world situation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's a little more serious than stealing an apple.
And he's obviously been doing that to get by for the last, he says, you know, luckily they don't have cops here that care about this, they've got other things to deal with. He's probably been doing that for months to years.
Because when we find him
he
in Agrabah, he's...
whatever he can't afford, and that's everything.
Yeah, but in the movie in Agrabah before, like, he was stealing to eat, to, you know, survive. Yeah. And this just kind of felt, I'm like, dude, you're wearing nice clothes. You clearly, you could find a job here if you wanted
male model.
To. Yeah. Like, exactly. I don't understand.
Stand
at this
in the
point.
Window at Granny's, you know, get some customers to come in, be that guy that holds the sign.
Oh, I was going to suggest he go to Granny's and try and steal her food, but she'd get that crossbow on him.
Oh,
So that's not a good idea.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah. But, you know, it was just like to see him actually like breaking into a car, taking a wallet. Like that was.
Ooh, call it car.
I was like, bro. I mean, that could lead to more serious things.
Mm-hmm. It could. Mm-hmm. But he is a broken person because he's not the savior right now.
Yeah.
That's true.
But after his talk with Emma, and Emma even confesses to him, you know, I struggled, too, with this whole savior thing. And, you know, when you gave me those shears, I thought about using them. I actually had them taken away so that I wouldn't be tempted to use them on myself because that is the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know... it's just the push he needs to go talk to Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who then tells him that Agrabah is no more. Agrabah has just disappeared.
This isn't Atlantis,
It's like the Death Star up in here.
It's hidden.
I don't know. Maybe her sense of direction got, like, thrown off during the sandstorm.
She's
so she
go back
went
and
the
be
wrong
like, oh,
way.
Oh, wow. It's still here.
maybe.
And she's in the desert. It could be a mirage or whatever.
Speaking of disappearing, I have to disappear on you guys. But I love you. I love you, Oncers. This was the prediction that was interesting.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Is that the person's name who said it? Okay.
It looks like this with better handwriting.
We're actually leaving us already.
Oh, okay.
Bye, guys.
See you next week.
Belle, stay strong. No more Rumple for you.
Okay.
Especially if he's not going to be hooking up with EQ. Evil. I'll leave you guys on that note.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roxy.
Have a good night.
Oh, I almost spilled my water.
Uh-oh.
Good thing it's almost empty.
What's happening?
You good there?
That's thing that was really, that really shook me to the core.
Oh.
Are we going to talk about it?
Let's talk about it.
We brought it up.
You know what?
I want to vomit. I want to physically hurl over this table.
That's something...
I want to flip this table. What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, ew. Evil queen. Like, I get you have a really, really, really dirty side. But to be with Rumple. And I think it's very disturbing.
It was.
And, like, I'm trying to just think back on these flashbacks. That maybe her... dark evil side was attracted to the dark evil side of Rumple. But to see them together just physically on screen, the chemistry is so awkward. I want to throw up.
It was really awkward. And seeing them like face to face, like their faces are like different sizes and they were just so close. And like, I was just like, okay, one of your heads is smaller, one of your heads is bigger. You know, she's got like her evil queen look going on. He looks like an old man. And then when she just, like, went in for that kiss and was, like, just doing her thing, it really messed with my heart and my mind. I don't think I'm okay after that. And it was one of those things where I was watching on a different screen than you guys were. Mm-hmm. And so I thought she had already seen that part. So she was sitting behind me, and I was going, oh my gosh. And she's like, stop it. Don't ruin it for me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I thought you were already watching. But I honestly, that was one of the moments in TV that it shook me the most in a long time.
Oh. See, and people are in the live chat. They're like, why do I hate it? It's just, I don't see anything good coming out of this pairing. Mm-hmm. Nothing good can come out of this. Obviously, Regina's my girl. But Evil Queen Regina, what the hell are you doing?
Well, here's my thoughts on it. I see it, and it makes me uncomfortable, and it made me feel awkward, but I don't think their chemistry is awkward. I think that those two characters have always had a great chemistry together, and seeing it come out in this way now makes me personally
just be like, oh my god, no good can ever come from these two being together.
Yes.
So I clearly can't want them together at all. Like, there is no shipping in my mind of mm-hmm. these two people, because that is the death of everyone.
Yeah.
But I also see how it's happening.
Yeah.
I see someone who, like Regina, who did not have a strong relationship with her mother. Her father, you know, was very passive, and she's learning from this person, and this is her mentor. And who didn't grow up with crushes on teachers before, you know?
Yeah.
And she's just actually acting out on it now. And I'm like, okay, gotta respect her for that. But at the same time, I'm like, Evil Queen and Rumpelstiltskin getting together and consummating some
That's
stuff
like
makes me like,
let's not take it to consummation.
Consummation station over here, folks.
I agree with everything you just said. It's also, no, I do not ship Belle and Gold together anymore either, for all y'all. It's just like, I understand that Evil Queen back then, Regina Evil Queen slash her back then, like, didn't have the greatest relationship with men, with her family, with, so, and I understand maybe Rumpel was the only one back then who was actually giving her the attention and the affection, and maybe that was the only thing that she was attracted to.
Who knows?
I'm like, I mean, I'm not trying to justify yeah. what I just witnessed on TV, but I can kind of see where this potential attraction is.
Yeah. I mean, I was okay with, like, not Evil Queen. Like it. I was good with the Evil Queen and Hyde, but this is just taking it a little too far. But I think it is more evil than Evil Queen and Hyde would have been, because this is, like you were saying, two people who are really going to blank it up.
Mess things up for everyone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she even gives him the shears, which earlier they had this conversation where he's, like, all up in her face, making her all, like, hot and bothered, like... Your lesson number one, don't take what's mine. And he's like, you took those shears, and he wants to use them on Belle
and the baby.
And the baby. I'm not understanding how that works.
He's wanting to cut the ties of their fate, meaning that obviously Rumpel's new son and Belle are gonna like try to stay away from him and like distance themselves. And then in that one vision, we see that the son hates Rumpel so much. So he's trying to change all of that, cut the ties of the fate on them. So then that way, while the baby's still in her belly, it's technically kind of one. It's like, you know, two different people, but like one. So he's going to do it before the baby's there. So then that way, that can change, and it'll all be fine, and he'll be able to live happily ever
but
after with
Belle
and
his
baby.
Did he ever stop to think that perhaps by doing that, that is why his son hates him? That's part of the problem, is
right.
that you then cut these ties and you didn't let things naturally unfold and just try to be a better person yourself.
Mm-hmm. Cut a family tie already before you even started.
Yeah, like, hey, instead of trying to change the way you do everything in your life and be a good person, let me just try and snap this family tie away from them. Like,
right.
that doesn't make any sense,
so
Rumpel.
If he does do that, it's probably going to be the fate anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're totally right. So maybe it wouldn't be exactly that fate, but it would be something
yeah.
similar.
Rumpel,
because
the problem is you.
Yeah.
No one else. The problem is you, sir.
Yeah.
So change your ways. Maybe your family will come back to you.
Exactly. Totally.
And so, thanks, everyone in live chat. Someone said maybe he wants to use it, maybe not on Belle, but like so other people wouldn't use it on him to split
yeah.
him in his dark power.
I mean, he's the one who should be split from some stuff, you know?
Seriously.
Yeah. I miss it whenever we were kind of having, like, good Rumpel for a while, and he was going to try to be a good grandpa to Henry and all this kind of stuff. That lasted for, like, three episodes. But that was the Rumpel that I was like, I really had hope for him, and I thought things were going to be okay. Obviously, that's not the way they're going to go with it. Rumpel is a part of everyone's life. Everyone on the show seems to have been affected
like
by
not.
Him. Every
yeah.
one
yeah.
of them has been visited by him as Rumpelstiltskin at one point in their lives. And so he is a huge core problem to why everything's happening the way it is. So maybe they decided, you know what? We can't make him good. He is like the one thing that keeps the pot stirring.
Mm, okay.
Yeah,
besides Evil Queen now too, but you know.
Yeah.
Evil Queen, she's stirring.
But I mean, we also have
monster pots.
Belle, who's at the hospital getting her first sonogram for
the baby, little ultrasound.
And she's telling Snow, you know, that she didn't tell Rumpel about it. And then she comes out and she has the two copies. She's like, I don't know. Like, we had this vision in our dream. Our son really hated him. I hope that, you know, we can do something to change that. She's like, I don't know if I should share this with him. And of course she goes by the shop as he's making out with the evil queen and slides this thing underneath there.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No.
You're like, and slides. I'm like, do what?
Were we watching the same show? She slid an envelope underneath the door.
I'm sorry. When you said it, I was like,
not the best word.
I was like, out of here.
Slide.
The way your hand motion, I'm sorry.
You two need to get your minds out the gutter. That's all that's happening there. So, I mean, she did end up sharing this photo with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't seen it yet.
Well, she chose to send it off to him, and he will see it eventually. And I just wonder how that will affect his plan.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep talking about this, but do you think Rumple was into that kiss, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's in a broken spot. He's lonely, and she is really coming on to him, and he's like, this lady will accept me for who I am because she's evil as well. She won't be trying to change me.
Or no, this lady's vulnerable right now and desperate, and I better play with her at her own game and say, like, hey, I can get something out of this too.
No, guys, he came on to her back in the day.
Yeah.
So this is something he's wanted.
Okay,
least in the past he had wanted it, and so I don't think it's any, like, her now coming on to him, it's like, this is the side of her that's more accepting of it, so why wouldn't he be into it a little bit, too?
I get it. I think my mind is just not accepting this right now. And yes, I know people. It's Lana and Robert. They're good friends in real life, but this is the television show. Like, their characters, it's just so awkward and terrible to watch.
Totally. Because they've been kind of like enemies for the longest time. But the one thing that I thought was kind of comical was whenever Belle did get the two photos of the ultrasound, she's like, they told me they had to give me two. It's procedure. And I'm like, you know what? Take one of them, frame it in your house. The next one you can hang up wherever else you want, above your bed mantle, in your car. I don't care. It doesn't mean you have to give the other one to Rumple. He doesn't deserve to see his kid because he is only going to meddle and ruin that kid's life, too. I mean, let's talk about what happened to his other son.
Burn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
R.I.P. Neil.
No. You know what I'm saying? No. Hashtag no.
And as sad as that sound, I don't think Rumple really deserves the chance to raise another son, maybe properly. Well,
it's like, let's talk about what happened the first time. Like, we can't trust you with children. You tried to kill Henry at one point.
Yeah, multiple times. I was just going to bring that up, too. It's like, he's not good with young kids
or anyone
or people in general.
It's just like, and she always goes back to him, God bless her soul, Belle, I love you so much, but you know, Snow is asking her, so what do you think, are you thinking? She's like, I don't know. It's like, no, you do know. You need to get the heck away from this guy. He's only gonna bring trouble. Sorry, I just kind of got off on a little thing.
No.
I'm just letting you
get heated.
Get it off your chest. Just get it off your chest, man. And then the other thing we have to mention about tonight's episode is that, hey, they went and saved Archie, which last week I was very concerned that he was going to just be stuck in that little cricket cage for like 10 episodes or something before someone's like, oh, wait, we should go rescue Archie.
Let's be real. He could have fit it out of that cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was happy that they went and saved him, but then it had, like, kind of nothing to do with the rest of the episode. So I thought it was a little weird that they went and saved him tonight.
Maybe good Regina can change him.
Maybe she can change him back.
Oh, man, her moment when she went to go save in the house, when she went to go save Snow and David, I was like, yeah, Regina, you go, girl.
She's like, because he had
Evil Queen was about to take him out. I was like, oh, shit. Things are about to go down, and then Regina comes to save them. I was like, yeah, don't mess with this family.
Yep.
Guys, I need David and Snow to have more to do.
Yeah.
They really have not had much to do.
She's been a teacher.
And I know that she gave birth over the summer, and so she's, like, getting back to, you know, in the swing of things, but it's like, don't discredit her character. Like, Snow and David they're usually the ringleaders of stuff, and now it's like, oh, we're gonna go check on this, and then they disappear for the whole episode, and then they show up at a hospital like, I found a body in the woods, he was bleeding out. Okay, that's cool, but why'd you call your wife to bring her here? That's awkward.
What I want to know, I mean, I love Jennifer Goodwin so much, but she's been pregnant, like, ever since this show started, if we're being honest. Like, how many children does she have?
She only has two.
She only has two. It feels like she's been pregnant the entire time.
Season four was her first one.
Yeah, but it's covered for the last 3 years.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, but, I mean, good for her to start a family, and I think it's so cool that her and Prince Charming are together in real life.
Yeah, you know but saying? Don't like have that be the expense of their characters.
Yeah. Yeah, like I just don't understand at this point. It's not like she's walking around on set pregnant like she was for right. some of, you know, previous seasons. So why are we not doing more with their characters yeah. at this point? Like, agreed. She's had the baby, she's back to
but
work.
What storyline would happen for their
well,
characters?
Well, let's
right
talk
now?
About
that's
how
their job
she was...
to figure out, not ours, Marissa. <Right? laughs>
We're not the writers. Come
no,
on.
They're not paying me a writer's paycheck for this show.
What I think, though, is if they did have this other storyline, they were going to go with the whole David trying to figure out what happened to his dad thing, and that's been, like, not talked about for, like, 3-4 episodes.
5, because it was wasn't it mentioned in, like, the first episode and then never mentioned again?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. So we're on episode yeah. 6, so that's 5 episodes oh. now that David is keeping the secret from Snow. What's going yeah, on there, guys?
We're figure that out, because that's too much for my little heart to handle. Yeah. Like, we got to figure that
well,
out.
Well, Evil Queen's too busy making
line.
Out with Rumpel. Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. All right, so let's get into some of our predictions.
I have a good one.
Okay.
Good one.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
I've been having a hard time making predictions for the show because it literally can go anywhere. But the Shears. Mm-hmm. The Shears. Rumpel said that they're not just for saviors, and yet they brought up the conversation like, maybe it's for Belle. I don't think it's for Belle. If Regina had her hands on those scissors, maybe she could cut the ties between her and Evil Queen.
Ooh.
Oh, like so or they could actually like, kill Evil Queen
yeah,
instead
like
of...
Like, she can maybe like cut her and her ties from the dark magic. Therefore, cut the ties between her and Evil Queen for good. Mm-hmm. And then, once that happened, you can actually kill Evil Queen as an as a body entity herself. And it would infect the good Regina. Mm.
Okay. I like
you know
that.
I like that. I'm going to piggyback off of that.
More like steal her prediction.
No, I'm not. Piggybacking is when you straddle something and ride it. And you go for it.
Oh, and I'm the one over here with the dirty mind. Okay.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. Okay, but you know what I'm saying.
Wording.
Mm-hmm. Wording.
Yes.
Not my best moment tonight. Virtuous. But I think that we're going to continue to see the Evil Queen kind of get in people's heads. I feel like the next person on her list is going to be Snow. It's either going to be Snow or...
Is that your prediction? Because in the preview for next week, in the conversation with Rumpel, she says, bring me Snow's heart.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about
so
that.
So it's not really a prediction. You're just stealing words from the show. And
I honestly forgot about
using
that.
Using them as
okay?
your own?
I forgot about that. Mm. But see,
yeah, reading it.
For me not remembering that, that's pretty spot on. I'm just saying, I'm kind of a smart person.
Or you remembered it.
No, I didn't. Oh, my gosh.
It was at the front of your mind because you just watched the episode that. Where they say that.
No, I seriously forgot about that. But, hey, there we go.
Mm-hmm. So the prediction that Roxy was talking about earlier from the chat, she left it here from us. It's from Ivan Soto, who comments a lot in the chat. We love you. This theory is that Hook killed David's dad.
Hook's done a lot of things.
That's a tough one to swallow right here in my heart because...
How would those two storylines cross paths if Hook was a captain at sea?
Because he was coming on land a lot. That's how he met Rumpel's wife. Yep. And
I'm just trying
Nero,
to think like how their stories would cross if that were
but
to
if
be
her,
true.
If his dad was like out working, like he was coming back from a journey somewhere, yeah. so... could have crossed paths.
Yeah.
It just, what makes the most sense is that because they are building up this Hook and David bromance so hard right now, it's like, oh, look at them getting along. Oh, they have like this bromance and, you know, it's kind of like a father and son-in-law kind of thing, that for David to then find out that he was the one responsible for his dad's death would definitely drive a huge wedge in this whole family dynamic. Like, everything that the Evil Queen is trying to do to this family can be done if this prediction is true.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like a big thing to drop. And I'm assuming that Hook, you know, didn't even realize that this was anyone's father because right. the kind of person he was back then would be, you know, the terrible kind.
Yeah.
So
I
this
don't think
is a really good prediction.
I think so. And I don't think it's far-fetched because of the fact that like, well, how do their stories intertwine? How does any of these people's stories intertwine? We have Jasmine and Aladdin, we have these people, and these crazy things happen, and we go with it. So I think that, honestly, that's probably what happened, and I think Ivan's very smart for saying that.
Yes, that's a very good prediction, and I can't top that, so I'm not going to try at all. I'm just going to say hashtag hooker for life.
Yeah. Even though he's been causing some major trouble recently and may cause even more in the future.
The bad boys always do, but... there's love in his heart, mm-hmm. and he's trying to do the right thing by the people around him. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, thank you guys for tuning in to our show. Thank you for watching. Where can the good people keep up with you guys all week?
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Serafini TV. Wearing this outfit.
And make sure you guys give Roxy Stryer a follow at Roxy Stryer. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson. You can check out all the things that we do here. We are AfterBuzz TV across all social media platforms. So make sure you check us out, like us, subscribe to us, comment. We love reading you guys' comments. Go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and comment on this video. Let us know what your predictions are for the rest of the season. And thank you guys again for tuning in. My co-hosts are doing a weird dance right now.
I'm just gonna end it like that.
Love you guys.
Good night.
Bye, guys. Happy Halloween.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.